informant that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99 placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
In yesterday's Alabama Republican Senate primary runoff,
I've talked to Mr. Strange, who is recognized that I've won.
That's the former state Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore, who defeated Senator Luther Strange by a comfortable margin. Moore saying even though President Trump supported Strange and not him, he will still back Trump's agenda. He still has to face a Democrat in December. They'll both be vying for the seat that had been Jeff Sessions before he became Attorney General. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Elaine Duke says Puerto Rico faces a long, tough road to recovery after Hurricane Maria devastated the U.S. territory last week. President Trump says he plans to visit Puerto Rico and perhaps the U.S. Virgin Islands next week, probably on Tuesday. A new report from Bankrate.com finds 36% of Americans surveyed say the political climate in D.C. is the biggest threat to the U.S. economy. This is USA Radio News.
We're clearing out summer inventory at the Yellow Tag Clearance Sale at Lumber Liquidators. Take 20% off Woodlook waterproof floors with coupon, like top-rated Avella Woodlook Tile and Click Ceramic Plank. Get 10 to 23% off all Dream Home X2O water-resistant laminate and 10% off all Builder's Pride and Virginia Millworks pre-finished hardwood. More from 39 cents and take an extra 10% off clearance at your local store, plus special financing. Look for the Yellow Tag Clearance Deals at Lumber Liquidators today.
Jury selection begins today in New York City in the trial of the accused Chelsea bomber. Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
Ahmad Rahimi is accused of planting two pressure cooker bombs in Manhattan's Chelsea neighborhood last September. One went off, injuring 30 people. The 29-year-old New Jersey man is also charged with setting off a pipe bomb at a Jersey Shore charity race and planting explosives at the Elizabeth train station. The Afghan-born Rahimi has pleaded not guilty. Opening statements are expected next Monday.
Four top-tier college basketball assistant coaches among people charged in a federal bribery and fraud indictment. Chuck Person of Auburn, Emmanuel Richardson of Arizona, Lamont Evans of Oklahoma State, and USC's Tony Bland are the biggest names in the scandal. Prosecutors in New York say the four coaches took cash bribes to deliver star athletes to an advisor or agent. Prosecutors also say workers of a major but unnamed sportswear company funneled cash to the families of college recruits to have them play at schools sponsored by that company. And a new report says the U.S. is home to some of the most innovative universities in the world. Reuters releasing its annual rankings of the world's most innovative U's, and for the third straight year, Stanford tops the list. It says the school in the heart of the Silicon Valley continues to produce original research and technology. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
All right, today's show is all about stress and your body. Americans are more stressed than ever, and so are our kids. So we're bringing on a very special guest with us, returning guest, psychologist Carol Lieberman. She's got a new book out, Lions and Tigers and Terrorists, Oh My. She's going to be coming on and speaking with us here in the near future, just a few minutes. I thought we'd start with this statistic because this is fascinating to me. 75% of adults report experience moderate to high levels of stress in the past month, and nearly half reported their stress increased significantly in the past year. That was out of the American Psychological Association. And why do you guys think stress is up? Because, I mean, I know, I think it's because we're always on. We always have our phone on. There's always something going on.
Well, I think it's multifactorial. I think, one, it's a fact. Americans just work way more than other countries. Other countries take much more vacation. They have much more statutory holidays. We are literally working ourselves to death. We don't take enough time off.
Yet we are the number one country in the world. So there is a benefit of that hard work as we kick everybody else's backside.
That's true.
Well, if you measure it by productivity, but if you measure it by health, that's a different story. The American health is not tops in the world.
Okay. It's well, okay. Don't. Yeah,
so
but don't get me started on
we're
that.
We're the most productive. Everybody else is second.
Yeah, but you
best.
Don't have your health. You don't have anything.
You know what second is?
What?
First loser. So we're number one.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, wait a minute. I got to really point out what you said about Americans are not as healthy. We're also a melting pot, right? You have to take that into account. There are a lot of countries that are not melting pots where they have only one demographic. But here we have a multitude of demographics all trying to fit into the same mold, the same food, the same environment. And it doesn't work for all of us. We all have different health issues. So American demographics are not the same as the rest of the world, is all I'm saying.
Well, this is a whole topic for a whole other show.
Okay, we'll do a show on it.
That's fine. But I think there's no doubt that, as Mark said, we're very productive because we work very, very hard. But there's a price to be paid in terms of stress and stress-related
but
illness.
But you're a hypocrite because you don't take enough vacation. You work your tail off. I mean, you literally work all the time.
Gee, why don't you tell me how you really feel?
Well, here's the irony, or one of the ironies. Recently, I was having a conversation about, physicians and work ethic. And I was like, oh, load up on the Canadians, man. They are the hardest working physicians.
True.
We've got several former Canadians or Canadians that are in our practices that we deal with. And they're consistently the highest producing physicians.
Because they're used to working for nothing and working like all the time.
I get it. So, it's like, great, we'll import the productivity, including Dr. Gammon. But we naturalized him now. So.
Yeah, but I don't think you can mimic him. He's like
– We can't get that out
you,
of the
You
system.
Realize I'm sitting right here,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. I guess you are.
Well, we're not charging you for the therapy. It's free.
Well, all right. The body and stress. Listen to these symptoms. Chest pain, neck pain, upset stomach. What does this sound like? Heart attack, right? So people end up in the emergency room a lot of times, and it's due to stress. And people think that stress is like some Mickey Mouse answer, or they're wimps if they can't handle the stress. But stress is a real thing. We don't put it on death certificates, but we should.
It's not an ICD-10 code.
It's not, but it should be.
It's not a billable code.
But why not? I mean, we know. We have all the research that tells us that stress leads to cancer. Stress leads to heart disease. Stress leads to diabetes. Stress leads to you
substance
name it.
Substance abuse.
Oh, substance abuse. I mean, all these things.
It should be a contributing factor. There's no doubt about it.
Well, Dr. Gammon always liked to liken maybe the Japanese are perhaps a little bit more productive than the Americans, that they, it's a badge of honor if you die on the job, right? If you gave your life for the company, right?
Yeah, there's on their death certificates, don't they put work to death? Like, that's an actual.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what? You're upset. Okay, Dr. Nash, we're going to get one word answers out of him from now on.
Because he's been outdistanced by the Japanese now. So he's thinking like, how do I get worked to death on my death certificate?
But if people are really stressed and stress is affecting their health, they're going to have symptoms. And I think we need to go over these symptoms because they may not recognize them as stress. One of them is dizziness. And this one's surprising. Rashes and skin disorders.
Oh, yeah. Stress-induced urticaria, hives all the time.
You see it a lot.
Dermatologists hate it because they can't fix it.
Yeah. You can't get a prescription for, you know, a topical prescription is going to help you because it's coming from the inside.
Right.
So constipation or diarrhea. Some people get diarrhea.
Irritable bowel syndrome is not a diagnosis. It's a symptom.
It is. Of stress.
Of other things, but stress being a big component.
Difficulty breathing is a very common complaint of stress. You can never seem to get a good enough breath.
Sleep disturbances. Mm. Doc, I can't sleep. I need a sleep medication. No, you don't want that. It'll only exacerbate the problem. But I can't sleep.
But if they exercise.
It helps.
It helps a lot.
Those things, right?
Yeah. Weight gain, weight loss. When you're stressed, you gain weight. Usually around the middle, which is the worst place to gain it because you get that fat that builds up
Dr. Gammon always likes to talk about the cortisol levels going up.
Why don't you explain that, Dr. Gammon?
Well, when you're stressed, your body...
We'll call this the Gammon effect from now on.
That's right.
When you're stressed, the body releases all sorts of chemicals, including adrenaline, noradrenaline, cortisol, and so on. And they make your heart speed up and your blood pressure go up and all the rest of it. I think most listeners are aware of that. And then even when you calm down, though, the adrenaline levels are still high, so you still get other symptoms, including palpitations and headaches and all the rest of it. So it isn't anything imaginary. It's all real. The stress causes real life side effects.
All right. And people that tend to have jobs they don't like, their jobs actually can make their immune system go down. If they're stressed out at work, they can have, you know, they say, oh, people tend to call into jobs they don't like. Well, they're not just calling in. A lot of times they really are having these symptoms. They're having more colds, more flus. They're having even, they could have asthma attacks. They're having high blood pressure. All these things related to a stressful job.
Yep.
Okay, that music means it's time. It's time for Doc Shock. It's when we find something shocking in the news or we're shocked that it made the news. Coventry University. Of course, I'm going to talk to you about a study about stress. They found that stress can cause pro-inflammatory gene expression. So why do people have heart attacks? Maybe because they have stress, which caused a pro-inflammatory gene expression. So what they found out in this study, that if people do mindful meditation and yoga, they can reverse the molecular reactions to stress on a DNA level. So deep, deep, deep level, they can actually get these things turned around. And then there's less anxiety, less depression. So the whole world right now needs to do yoga. That's the way I look at it. Everyone's stressed. We should all go out and just do some group yoga.
Yeah, there goes the productivity.
No, it actually shows that it goes up.
You're actually right. So, I mean, if it is true, I mean, you do yoga. They have nap chambers at some offices now where you can go and take a little power nap for, you know, 20 minutes or 30 minutes and showing that, you know, your afternoons are going to be more productive if you have that little power nap in there. So even if it's go play ping pong.
Yep.
I mean, some of the offices now have, you know, say, arcade game things and, you know, the physical activity of just get up and moving.
We need to put in a putting course. We need to put in, like, I don't know, what is that, foosball? We need to put some of the stuff in our own office.
I like the ping pong table idea. It's great.
So we need to have some stress relievers because we talk about it all the time, but usually in medical practices, which can be highly stressful,
you
don't
see this. See, I enjoy my time in executive medicine so much.
That's true.
It is not stressful. I don't need...
That's true. You do like
taking care of people relieves my stress.
That's good.
It's true.
I know.
I don't get stressed out there. There's plenty of other places. Getting there stresses me out.
Getting on the highway?
Yeah.
Does you in?
Yeah. Doesn't do me in, but that's a heck of a lot more stressful than being at the office.
All right. I got to tell everybody that they need to go on stayyoungamerica.com, stayyoungamerica.com. They can learn more about the show. They can link to old shows, all kinds of stuff there. And they can take our demographic survey. That's how we track our listeners. And if you take that demographic survey, we'll send you out a sample of Lifeline Stem Cell Cream. When we come back, our special guest.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, this entire show, we've been talking about stress stress in America, stress in our kids. We've got a special guest coming up here in a few minutes, Carol Lieberman. She is a leading psychologist, and she's been on our show before. You guys loved her. You're going to love her again today.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
This Immortal Minute brought to you by Solis Mammography, exceptional service with exceptionally accurate results. This is an article about clinical interventions in aging, and I thought it interesting because they addressed the use of somorlin, which is a secretagogue to stimulate the release of growth hormone. And what the studies have shown is that it is a better option than using growth hormone for adult onset growth hormone insufficiency, which is a very big term that basically means I got old and my brain didn't put out enough growth hormone. And so there are ways now that we can optimize growth hormone release without having to use growth hormone, which is controversial for several different reasons. One is it's fairly restricted use by the FDA, but the other is its cost. So now we have somorlin, which is FDA approved and has been shown to help with adults. And in older men, in a different study, it actually showed improvement in their cognitive abilities.
Yeah, but somorlin's different, though, because doesn't it only make your body produce its own?
That's the definition of a secretagogue. So secretagogues are substances that cause increased secretion. So we frequently use secretagogues, for example, in treating diabetes, and we use a class of medications called sulfonylureas with glipizide and others that increases the insulin output from the pancreas. So the use of secretagogues is not a new idea. It's just being applied to optimizing growth hormone levels.
Okay, good stuff. We got Carol Lieberman coming on with us. She's a leading psychologist, and you've heard her on the show before. She's got a new book out called Lions and Tigers and Terrorists, Oh My, How to Protect Your Child in a Time of Terror. Carol, thanks for coming on the show with us.
Well, thank you.
You know, we were talking earlier on the show about all the stressors we have in America. That affects our kids, too, huh?
Yes, absolutely. And of course, one of the things that really is affecting our kids that parents don't want to acknowledge because they want to pretend that kids don't know about this is terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were, this isn't necessarily specifically kids, although millennials, they found just this past week, I'm sure you probably read about this, there has been an increase in alcohol consumption, in drug abuse, of course, obesity, we know, all of these signs of stress, people eating comfort food, of course, alcohol to escape, and all of that. And the interesting part, and I've been following this since 9/11, the interesting part is that all of these increases in bad things, suicide, you know, all of these things, signs of stress, have really been taking off since 9/11. And so getting back to the kids, you know, not only are we adults doing all these things, harming our body and in these ways, but kids are doing things too that parents either don't see or they don't connect it to the fact that it might be related to not just 9/11. I mean, a lot of the little kids weren't born then, but certainly to seeing acts of terrorism on television. You know, hearing about the concert in Manchester, that got a lot of kids' attention. Because of, you know, their favorite star and so on. And so the reason why I wrote this book is because I'm trying to help parents and teachers find a way to, first of all, look at the fear and anxiety in themselves related to terrorism, and then find a way to talk to their kids about it in a way that makes it something that they can process, something that they can understand more about, and therefore not feel so stressed about.
Yeah, even when kids hear, you know, mom and dad talking about this or the teachers talking about it amongst themselves, they probably think this must be worthy of attention, my attention, because it certainly has mom and dad's attention or certainly has Miss Jones's attention. Would you agree with that?
Well, yeah, and, you know, hearing the kids hearing their parents and teachers whispering about this or not mm-hmm. wanting them to hear or turning off the television set, so that, you know, to try to prevent them from hearing. It's just like, I compare it to sex. How is terrorism like sex?
Okay, wait, you just went right after Walter's heart here, because he can make any topic about sex, and you just did it.
Well, the similarity between terrorism and sex is that They are both taboo topics when it comes to parents talking to kids about it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're a kid...
I thought you were going to say seeing your parents have sex can scare the crap out of you like a terrorist.
Well, that too. That too.
Because personally, I've been subjected to that kind of terror.
He's still in therapy, Carol.
Right.
Absolutely. That is the primal scene, it's called. And yes, it can have far-reaching effects on kids. It's similar in that way too. But... you know, when little kids are exposed first, well, either by seeing their parents or by seeing a movie where there's a sudden sex scene that maybe their parents didn't expect, or seeing their parents' magazines with nude people in them. That
parents
kind of
shouldn't
thing.
Be having nude magazines laying around the house. They shouldn't be having them at all, but come on.
Well, we know that it happens. And so then what does the parent say? Oh, well, you don't need to know about that now. Or they put their hand in front of the kid's face in the movie theater. And so the children realize or are taught, essentially, that this is a taboo topic, that they're not supposed to ask questions about it. And so they go on being confused and curious and think that, you know, make up all kinds of fantasies, ask their friends or their siblings, their older siblings, and they get all kinds of wrong information. Well, it's the same thing with terrorism. You know, parents either literally, you know, with words, verbally tell them, like, you don't need to know about this now, or that by their actions, turning off the TV set, they convey the message that they shouldn't hear. This is something that they shouldn't know about. They lie about things. Like when the schools are closed, you know, for something related to terrorism or...
But what should they do? Oh, sorry, Johnny. Yeah, they did close the school because they bombed it. I mean, are you saying that we should tell our parents? I mean, the parents should tell the kids?
Well, yeah, I am. I mean, parents, like, they made up stories about, oh, it's too cold today or it's too hot today for school. I mean, these are real stories, real incidents.
The kids are like, what are you talking about?
Or they say that the teachers needed an extra day off. They come up with all kinds of things. And the kids find out, then they go to school the next day, and they hear the news. They hear the real reason why the school was closed. And then the importance in that is that then it's not only are they afraid of whatever the, you know, the thing is, the scary thing, but now they're even more afraid that they can't trust their parents.
I was about to say, they lost credibility as parents.
Exactly. And so there are ways of talking about these things. And, you know, in my book, Lions and Tigers and Terrorists, Oh My, the first half of the book is for parents. And it addresses all these kinds of issues, and it tells them what to look for in their kids, some reactions that the kids might be having, some, you know, whether it's being anxious or depressed or, you know, and the ways, the subtle ways that kids show these things. And then in the second half is actually a picture book.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there because I want to talk about the second half of your book when we come back.
Sure.
Got to give a shout out to our military. We love you guys and gals. Thank you for giving us your service. And we can see those downloads where you've been downloading the show. And we love to give you a little piece of home. When we come back, we're going to talk more about stress in America and what you can do about it.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis making an unexpected visit to Afghanistan today, and when he visits hours ago, his arrival is followed by a missile attack on the airport in Kabul. Two missiles hitting the airport hours after Mattis and the NATO Secretary General arrived and had already left the airport, though the Taliban says it was gunning for Mattis when it fired those missiles. Mattis, the first Trump cabinet officer to visit Afghanistan. Republicans are to unveil a tax reform plan today. Here's Mark Mayfield with a preview.
It's said that the plan proposes a corporate tax rate of 20%, which is slightly higher than the 15% for businesses that was pushed by President Trump. Individual tax brackets will also likely be trimmed down to as few as 3 from the current 7. The top rate for individuals will likely drop from nearly 40% to 35%.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. I've been in the investment business for 32 years, managing money for the Wall Street elite and raising hundreds of millions for their companies. In 2003, I created the VRA, my investment and economic newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. We're not a brokerage firm. I tell you what stocks to buy using my proprietary VRA investing system, and then I tell you exactly when to sell and take profits. My system tracks the smart money, using a combination of fundamental and technical analysis, and only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free 2-week membership to the VRA. You get my daily market commentary and special reports, including my number one recommendation, which is already up 300% this year. To receive your 2 free weeks, go to VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com. If you act now, you also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. I look forward to helping you crush Mr. Market at VRAinsider.com.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, we're talking all about stress, stress in America. We've got a special guest on with us, Carol Lieberman. She's a returning psychologist. She's one of the best ones in America, and you've seen her all over the shows. You've seen her all over the magazines. She's got a new book, Lions and Tigers and Terrorists, Oh My, How to Protect Your Child in a Time of Terror. Well, right before the break, we were talking about the second half of your book. So talk about the second half.
Yes. You know, the first half gives the parents the introduction on how to use the second half, how to share it with their kids. And what it is a picture book for kids. It's like a regular children's picture book, and it has things like, what is a terrorist? Why are terrorists trying to hurt us? Everything from pictures of a guy in a computer, talk about domestic terrorists trying to convince someone to follow their rules or follow, you know, to join their gang, actually. But I do it in language that is appropriate for kids. It's for kids 5 to 12. And so I do it in ways that, first of all, won't scare the pants off of them. And second of all, are things that they can relate to. Like, for example, in What is a Terrorist? I talk about a terrorist being like a bully, like the bully on the playground. So that's something they can totally relate to. And when you do it like this, I also provide answers for parents or teachers. You know, when kids ask this question, you can give this answer. Of course, everybody is free to modify it according to their own beliefs and personality and all of that, but at least it gives grown-ups some tools of where to start, because that's one of the things that I've found. It's been amazing. I've been asking a lot of grown-ups, you know, if they have kids, have you talked to your kids about terrorism? And they look sheepish. This thing happens every time. They have this same kind of sheepish expression, like they know they should, but they don't want to scare their kids. And do we really have to tell our kids about terrorism? And believe me, I wish that we didn't, you know, but it's not going away. And it's a lot better to hear these things from parents or teachers than to hear something on television or from somebody who gives them the wrong information. It is getting back to sex. It is like sex. It's better to hear these things in a very calm environment, with being told in a very gentle kind of way about these things.
Now, before we move on to stress reducing techniques, I gotta give out again the name of your book, Lions and Tigers and Terrorists, Oh My, How to Protect Your Child in a Time of Terror. And where do you want people to pick this up?
Well, it will be. It's going to be coming out in September, you know, in time for 9/11, the 9/11 anniversary. And
we'll tweet it out a bunch then, too.
And oh, that'll be great. Thank you. And it will be, you know, wherever books are sold, bookstores, as well as online. And then also we have, the publisher has a website for it, so I can give out that address. And, in fact, people can go there now and sign up, and they'll be told when they can actually get it. The website address is www.terrorismforkids.com. Terrorism, the number four, and kids.com.
Okay, that's great stuff. Let's get back to stress in America. In you know, we got terrorism, we got jobs, we got all kinds of things that are stressing us out. What do you think? Let's just roundtable this between all of us here. What would you say, and I'm going to go first, is something that people should do to reduce stress? I'm going to say turn off the TV. That's going to be my thing. Turn it off and don't be glued to it, because they can just create even more stress. These people are always arguing and fighting, and it just makes you feel stressed. That's mine. What's yours, Carol?
Well, let me just add to that first. It's hard to say. I don't know that I would say to turn it off completely, but I certainly would say, I mean, first of all, you shouldn't overdose on news, and especially not right before you go to sleep. I mean, that's another problem in America that's increased since 9/11, insomnia. I would say, I mean, there are so many little things that you can do that you would need to incorporate in your life, not just to go out and buy duct tape or something like that. It's like little things like, a lot of the things are things that we've heard for years but we don't do. And the way that, like exercise and eating the right food and getting enough sleep, and I give actually a whole bunch of other suggestions, but the important thing is to think about it as if you're on a marathon. This is a key thing. Like, if you're running a marathon, you know you practice for months sometimes until the marathon comes. We need to think about terrorism like a marathon, and we need to be prepared to get ourselves physically strengthened and psychologically strengthened, because that's what this is, you know, so that we can keep going in a healthy way for future years while we're dealing with this extra stress.
Okay, that's good. Dr. Gammon, not just terrorism, all stress.
Yes.
What would you say, Dr. Gammon, is one thing that you think people should do to reduce stress?
Well, there's no doubt that doing exercise, specifically cardio-type exercise, on a regular basis is probably the number one most stress-alleviating technique. It's not the only one. There's others like meditation and so on, but certainly exercise would be my number one pick.
I think most all stress generates from the fear of the unknown.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
So, you know, the best defense against that is have a plan. You know, it may change, but if you've got a plan, you're going to lower those stress levels because there's less unknown variables.
Yeah, I think that's good. I agree with that. Have a plan.
I agree with all of that.
So one thing we tell our patients at Executive Medicine Texas, you know, we do a lot of anti-aging, and we do a lot of executive physicals and concierge medicine there. People come from all over the globe to see us. So one thing we always tell people is to keep a journal, to actual journal before you go to bed. Get all that stuff out of your head, you know, whether it's a prayer journal or maybe it's a list of what you want to do tomorrow. Don't go to sleep thinking about all these things. Write them down. So what do you think about that, Carol?
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes it does help. You know, you're laying in bed and you think about all the things you have to do the next day, and if you could just write them down. But also a gratitude journal.
Oh, that's a good one,
Writing that down, mm-hmm. because people would tend to think of all the horrible things going on in their life or that they're afraid of as they are trying to fall asleep. And if you instead you turn it around and do what you're grateful for that day or in general in your life, that just makes you feel a lot better.
What would you say are the characteristics of a personality, of a type of person who doesn't stress as much? Are there particular characteristics of those?
Yeah, they're in denial.
They're all doing the Lion King thing, right? What is that, Hakuna Matata? So you think stress is just a part of life. We just got to figure out how to deal with it, right?
Yes. I mean, you know, there are... I mean, you know, talking about making a plan, it's not just a plan for what you would do in a disaster, but making a plan of incorporating all these different kinds of stress-relieving things into your life. That in itself could makes you feel stronger, that you know you're doing something about it every day. You know, that's really important.
Well, that's with anything. I see a lot of people in their 20s that say, I just don't know what I want to do with my life, or they feel really anxiety about where they're going. But if they were to set down their goals and they were to look at, okay, what are the things I'm going to need to worry about? How am I going to tackle those things? And not just, you know, set down goals, but how do you achieve them and make it a step-by-step process? It takes some of that stress away.
Yes. And, you know, I mean, that was in that article about the alcoholism study. I think it was one in, I don't want to give out wrong statistics, but it was an alarming statistic, particularly about millennials and drinking. And I think
because you're self-medicating, right?
Yes, and I think that it really has to do, you know, if you're a teen or a millennial in today's world, that it's hard, of course, to think of where you're going because you wonder how long this, you know, world is going to exist. I mean, that's sort of an existential worry that is in the back of all our minds, and especially when you're younger and trying to come up with career goals or just goals for your life in general. But that's not an excuse.
It's not an excuse. Okay, Carol Lieberman's got a new book out, Lions and Tigers and Terrorists Oh My. Pick it up, Lions and Tigers and Terrorists Oh My. When we come back, we have Medical Mania Trivia and the Dementia Defender. Write the number down, 844-WELL-100.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, this whole hour we've been talking about stress in America. If you're just tuning in, you can catch this in every single episode on iTunes as Staying Young Show 2.0. And follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media. And don't forget, 844-WELL-100 is the number you need for Dementia Defender, which is the end of this and every single show that we do.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, we've got David Scherzer. He's a Texan. He's listening to us out of Boyd, Texas, which means you're listening in Dallas on KRLD. We're across the country, and we always love to have our listeners from the different stations come on and play with us. David, are you ready to play some Medical Mania Trivia?
Sure.
All right, just have fun with this. We don't expect you to get it right or wrong. Just for our listeners who may want to come on and play with us, you can't come on if you're a doctor or nurse, because this is just for fun, so we can all get educated together. And you're going to be playing for some Stay Young vitamins out of the Stay Young vitamin line. They're gluten-free and vegetarian. If you're really good, we'll send you some Lifeline stem cell cream.
All right. First question. True or false? Men can sometimes have more ribs than women. True or false?
True.
That's true. One person in 20 actually has an extra rib, usually a cervical rib, and they most often are men. But if we go to biblical, we should have given up a rib. So I guess
You had two more.
Yeah. So the men who still have extra ribs somehow decided not to create women. So I don't know what that means.
Okay.
I bet there's something to that.
Philosophy by Dr. Mark Anderson. Very nice. I like it. Okay, David, here's your next question. What has more muscles, a caterpillar or a human being?
Well, a caterpillar is an insect, but we'll call it an animal. But I would say the human body.
Oh, you're so wrong. It's the caterpillar.
That was shocking, actually. I can't believe they had so many muscles.
Yeah, caterpillar.
All right, number three. Does a baby in the womb or out of the womb have more nerve cells? More nerves when they're in or out?
Out.
They have more nerves when they're in. A newborn baby loses about half of its nerve cells before it's born.
I thought that was shocking. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
I had no clue.
Okay, David, you're going to have a 50-50 chance on this one. How often does your stomach lining replace itself? Every day? Every 3 to 4 days or once a month? I'm sorry, you got a 1 in 3 chance. Let me repeat that. How often does the stomach lining replace itself? Every day, every 3 to 4 days, or once a month?
I'm going to venture a guess of every 3 to 4 days.
Yay! That's right.
He's redeemed
himself. Absolutely correct. Excellent answer. When in doubt, always pick the middle option.
That's right.
Oh, no, this isn't good. Do men or women burn fat slower?
Yeah. Men burn fat faster.
That's correct. So women burn it more slowly. Men burn more by a rate of about 50 calories a day. But that's no excuse, women. That is not an excuse.
Okay.
David, I hope you had fun with us. Did you? On a scale of 1 to 10, how hard do you think these were?
About a 3 or 4.
So they're too easy.
We have to make them harder.
We got to make them harder.
Okay.
Thanks, David, for coming on. You know what? I'm going to send you out some H support multivitamin. And then also, I'll send you out a sample of our Lifeline stem cell cream. You're a good old boy.
I'm sure that you may not care about having wrinkles, but maybe someone in your life does, and they can have a little sample of the Lifeline stem cell cream.
All righty. Thank you.
Thanks, David. Take care.
Bye-bye.
He was fun. He's very Texan.
Very Texan.
All right. So what would you, as a doctor, say to someone who's stressed, each of you? Someone comes in, they're stressed. How are you going to handle it?
Well, first of all, we give them an opportunity to vocalize what it is that's stressing them. And simply by talking about it, a lot of times the stress can be understood and handled better. So I think the first step is to talk about it, if at all possible.
Do you think antidepressants are overused, overprescribed?
Oh, definitely antidepressants are overprescribed, especially in this situation. I think, as I mentioned earlier, the number one treatment for stress is exercise. So exercise helps control stress better than antidepressants. There's been studies on that. That doesn't mean you shouldn't talk about it. Obviously, talking about it, exercising, these are very helpful. And if medication is needed, other types of medications can be used.
All right, Dr. Anderson.
Well, it falls into two categories. You'll have somebody who comes in who's already identified what the source of their stress is, and their ability to manage it is not effective. So they've got half the problem, and you may have to coach them on ways like exercise to manage the stress. And the others are the ones that come in who may be having stress-related symptoms, yet they really can't identify what the source of the stress is, so it makes it difficult to address it. And so sometimes that takes, you know, more of an ongoing relationship with a therapist or something to help them get to the root of that cause.
You know, I'm shocked. Neither one of you said this, and you both do it. When you see people that have high levels of stress, you always check their hormones to make sure that they're coping with stress okay and it's not a hormonal issue.
We were assuming that they've already had a complete physical and executive medicine and that everything is dialed in.
I was assuming the same.
But you raise a good point.
Yeah.
Because even when everybody's got, you know, they come in and we know we've been managing them and everything's good, you know, and they may come in and exhibit symptoms. They say, look, I think, you know, whatever, my hormones are off or this is off, and you check it and it's all fine. It's like, just because you've got everything dialed in doesn't mean you get away. You don't have to deal with your stressors.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by Smart New You and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333. That's smartnewu.com or 214-524-6333.
Yeah, and what most people don't know is that procedure a lot of times is covered by insurance, and they can cure their sleep, their snoring, and their sleep apnea for good. And they need to call Charlie.
That's
a great
right.
procedure.
Are you ready for the riddle, Jim?
I am.
It was a dark and stormy night.
Whatever.
I was driving in my car. When I reach the bus stand, I see three people waiting for the bus. An old lady who needs immediate medical attention, my best friend, and the girl who I love from childhood. That's right, an old lady who needs immediate medical attention, my best friend, and a girl who I've loved from childhood. But my car's a two-seater. So please tell me, what should I do in this situation? Send in your answers.
Okay, so here's what you're going to do. You're going to send your answers in to stayyoungamerica.com. You can go to stayyoungamerica.com. You can find the contact us or the Dementia Defender. And then also you can call us at 844-WELL-100. That's a toll-free number, 844-WELL-100. If you get it right and you leave us your name, your address, and your phone number, because sometimes I can't understand your address, then we'll send you out a free copy of the award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And if you get it wrong, you get a postcard from me saying thanks for playing, and let's come on and do this again. So, you know, this is a lot of fun to hear these people's answers, but I can't stand it when someone gives me the right answer and they hang up. They'll just give me their first name, they'll give me the right answer, and they hang up. So how can I send them the book?
Well, you can't.
Listen up, people. You got to do it right. You got to do it right if you got the right answer, and you can pick up that book. And then also we want to give a shout-out to the military. Dr. Anderson, you want to do that?
We appreciate our military and the sacrifices they make. and the sacrifices their family makes, and we hope that our show brings them a little piece of home.
That's right. I can see the downloads of the podcast, because once this airs in your area, it goes to podcast, the Staying Young Show 2.0. So we can see that a lot of our soldiers overseas download this, and we thank you for that. And, you know, just come back every week. We're always talking about something new. Find ways to keep you healthy.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street,
Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Since 9/11, and our response is to come up with a strategy that's not working in Iraq and Syria and to cut our budget. This is really nuts.
The undocumented immigrant who admits that he killed a woman on a San Francisco pier is pleading not guilty to murder and weapons charges. Francisco Sanchez said in the television interview that the gun accidentally went off. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected.